Okay, I'm sitting down the other day and I'm flipping around on the TV and I come across Nancy Grace, who sometimes I love to hate. You know, she does a great show. There's very few shows like hers on television or radio when the host will sit down and the guest will sit down and analyze crime cases, high-profile cases, and work for the victims. And that's what this is all about. That's what we do here, or try to do here. Well, as I'm sitting there watching, of course, she loves to use that term bombshell, and I laugh at it. And there's some on the internet that love to imitate Nancy Grace and use that term bombshell all the time. And I sat back and laughed. And then it said bombshell was Beth Holloway arrested in Peru. So I started watching, and I thought, wow, this is quite a story. Of course, you've all heard the story that Beth Holloway and Dutch crime reporter Peter R. de Vries went to the Castro prison to confront Mr. Vandersloot, and good for Beth Holloway. And hearing the comment that Beth Holloway told Joran Vandersloot she had no hate in her soul, I think that's what it said for him, just shows the class, the high class that someone like Beth Holloway has to confront the person who more than likely killed her daughter and to tell him something like that. Anyway, as I kept watching Nancy Grace, she had some poor, I think he was a retired Portland police captain or someone on, and she started getting after him in that style that she uses, that rough, gruff style. And you could tell this poor guy really didn't have a clue, because it was all kind of speculation. In fact, the whole story was a bunch of bunk. She never was arrested. And of course, Nancy Grace loves to grab stories like that and just throw a little bit out. It's like fishing. Throw a little bit of line out there so the viewer will grab it and bite onto it, and then she'll tug it back and then tug it back. Well, was she arrested? Wasn't she arrested? Bombshell and all this kind of crap. And this poor Portland captain said, well, you know, if she was arrested, maybe she smuggled something in that she shouldn't have, and which was kind of sort of right. And it ended up that she was asked to leave the prison because there was no permission apparently given for her and de Vries to see Vandersloot. And this guy said, well, maybe she had some contraband. And, of course, Nancy Grace jumped all over him. What are you saying? What are you doing? Why people even want to go on that show sometime when she treats them like crap like that, when she knows very well they probably won't have the answer, is beyond me. Anyway, I could keep rambling about this the whole time. You guys will make up your own minds about Beth Holloway and Peter R. de Vries. I think it's great. I can't wait to see what they're doing. I'm sure when I heard about it right away that Peter R. de Vries would get involved and Beth would get involved in confronting Joran Vandersloot, will make some great television. But the bottom line is that Joran Vandersloot has played the system and has played games and has played with this family's life for so long that he's not worth spending any time defending, obviously, although some of the lunatics out there on some of the blogs do defend him. Bottom line is Joran Vandersloot is a murderer. Alleged. Okay, I'll throw that term in. Beth Holloway is a mother of a victim. That's not alleged. That's true. And Beth Holloway has the strength and courage to confront the person who has done this. We all know about the extortion and Vandersloot telling Beth Holloway that he will settle the story once and for all for money and all that sort of stuff. Joran Vandersloot can't be trusted as far as you can throw him. And he's a pretty big guy. So that should tell you a lot. Nancy Grace and her bombshells, you know, I'll let you decide. I always get in trouble when I criticize her, but having on this situation that Beth Holloway, this story about a situation, a possible situation that Beth Holloway had been arrested, and carrying on like this and going after her guests is just, in my uneducated opinion, just yellow journalism. And report the facts, Nancy. Stop the bombshells, because one of these days they're going to blow up on you, and the public is finally going to have enough. That's just me, my opinion. She does a great job with her show, but when she does stories like this, I just don't know. I'm not trying to be a poet. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.